Yay! Here we are.
We're alive.
We
You know, I'm
survived.
glad I'm here. We survived this snowpocalypse.
Yeah, it's funny. Every place I go has an ice apocalypse where everyone's like, "This never happens." Like KB, when we were still in school in Fayetteville, we had ice apocalypse my last year there, and everyone was like, "This never happens." I was like, "Cool. Well, it did, and here I am." Freezing. So yeah, Texas got hit pretty hard. I mean, a lot of states got hit pretty hard, but Texas is still recovering. Gosh, did you guys hear about the apartment complexes in Plano that still don't have water?
I have a family friend out that lives out towards like Fredericksburg, and they just got power on Wednesday.
Oh my God.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah.
Jeez. How have they been holding up? Have they been able to keep warm and stuff?
Yeah, like so everyone in that town, they all went to the fire department.
Oh, wow.
And they said everyone like they ate like kings while they were there because everyone was just getting stuff out of their freezers and out of the fridge and stuff before everything goes bad. And so they were eating like kings.
That's
But
awesome. I'm
yeah,
glad the fire department opened for them. That's nice.
yeah. It's a really, really small town, so it's not like
Is this the family friend that you and your mom went to go visit, like back in the summer, and she's like in the circus or something? Am I making that up?
Yeah, no, it's the same lady. Her name's Shannon. She's a clown.
A clown,
She
that's
goes
it. Yeah.
by Sunshine the Clown. She's actually super cool.
Yeah.
A few years ago, she did a tour throughout like Europe with Patch Adams and like other clowns and magicians and stuff, and went to like cancer wards and stuff.
Holy
Yeah,
shit.
Wow.
she's really cool. She's super cool. I love her to pieces. She's
That
so
sounds like
awesome.
such a legit person.
She's cool as fuck. I she's awesome.
Can you do a Legendary Lasses episode on her?
I guess. She's super fun.
That sounds awesome.
And she's got two little weenie dogs.
Aw. I love little weenie dogs.
Their names are Roscoe and Lola.
Roscoe and Lola.
And they're so sweet and snuggly.
I love little wiener dogs' tails. I'm just gonna be thinking about wiener dogs now.
Was It sounds like the sound you made when you saw Samwise Gamgee in Lord of the Rings.
Yeah. So for clarification, I was just talking about how I had restarted the Lord of the Rings trilogy after finishing the Hobbit movies, and the first time I saw Samwise Gamgee on screen, I legit went, because he's so great.
Listen, because I started watching it again in January, and
Yeah.
I was Snapchatting Ashley the whole time, and at one point I was like, is it, like, we're all settling, like, if there's, like, a fuck, marry, kill situation, we're fucking Aragorn, marrying Samwise, and we're gonna kill Frodo,
100%
right?
agree. Yeah.
Like,
Although I do agree with KB, I think you were the one who said Aragorn would be real smelly.
yeah.
listen, is it like out of the shower?
If he was freshly cleaned at some tavern, I agree.
But I also think too many people are sleeping on Faramir. Like, that's my two cents.
Yo,
I could.
Faramir, I agree. I
Yeah.
agree. I think he would be the next choice for me.
Yeah.
Although, I'll be real honest, Sean Bean is Boromir too. I wouldn't. I mean,
Yeah.
dude gets a bad rap, but he has a good heart, I think.
Yes.
Yeah.
Ugh. I hate when people hate on Boromir.
He's legit a good boy with a rough background because his dad is who his dad is.
Well, and also, like,
And he takes those arrows for those hobbits like a champ.
yeah. How are we gonna say we would be able to stand up to this supernatural evil as if, like, Boromir is somehow weak or
Yeah.
something? No. It's just, that's the.
He is a legit hero.
Yeah. And that's the scale of the evil and its influence. That's what it's supposed to tell you, not that Boromir's a
Yeah.
wimp. So.
Yeah. It's that he's a human. Like, he doesn't have these supernatural abilities to... Anyway. I just... This has turned into a let's analyze Lord of the Rings, and I'm all on board for that, but...
One last thing.
I kind of annoyed my family. Yeah.
I did see something that was about, like, Gimli and the moment where he hits the ring with his axe, right?
Yeah.
And someone was saying, like, yeah, it's because he doesn't want to look weak in front of everybody. Like, Elrond is going on about how, like, oh, it will influence you and all this stuff. And he's like, no, can't look weak in front of these elves. So he just...
Yeah.
Axes it.
When you said Elrond, I just assumed Elrond Hubbard.
No.
Oh my god.
Elrond.
Different letters.
Emphasize the D at the end.
Yeah. I thought you said Elrond, like Elrond Hubbard. Oh my god.
That'd be a different movie.
Oh. It would be a very different movie.
Do you think J.R.R. Tolkien and L. Ron Hubbard would have been friends?
No.
I think Tolkien would have ripped him a new one. Oh, yeah.
For sure.
I think that's what he needed. He probably would have started Scientology.
I think he probably still would have, but it would have probably taken a little bit.
Yeah.
A little bit longer than it did, I'll say.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a weird dude. Very strange man.
Yeah. They had corgis on that ship. They all went on a ship,
Those poor corgis.
They didn't deserve that.
Yeah. It's a rough life for those corgis, I bet. Also, like, is it just me? Are we going to get Scientologists hating on us?
Hubbard? Catch these hands, Scientologists! Catch these hands!
No, don't.
Catch me outside. How about that?
Do not catch me outside.
Can we just agree that L. Ron Hubbard looks like a really creepy dude, though?
Yes.
I don't know if I've ever looked at a picture.
We don't have to agree on it. It just is.
KB.
Hold on.
He's creepy. This is a strange...
We've gone down a strange road.
We still haven't introduced ourselves.
Oh.
How did that happen?
We still haven't done the intro thing Sally was saying.
Oh my god.
We still haven't introduced ourselves.
Welcome to Legendary Lasses. I'm Ashley.
I'm KB.
And I'm Sally.
And now they can find us.
You good there?
Oh god.
Okay, come at me, Scientologist.
No.
Come at me.
Don't.
Catch these hands, Tom Cruise. Oh god.
I have to say, this episode is going to sound like a letdown after our witch trials introduction. Yeah.
I think we need it, though.
I agree. Something in between was needed. But it has been 2 weeks since we recorded it.
But it's been a day since I had to edit that shit.
That's true.
And my brain melted. Mm,
that's true.
And I still had to go to work.
So we were a week late posting it because of Icepocalypse. Mm-hmm. Power was a huge thing. And also, I would say mental energy.
Yes.
Dealing with everything.
At an all-time low.
Yeah. It's I'm feeling a little bit of burnout, and we're like a week out from it. It's been a lot trying to play catch up and stuff. But... I don't know, do we want to talk about kind of what to expect for the next episode?
Yeah.
I guess, I don't know. I don't know what's going to happen, so I'm just going to buckle up.
Okay. So the next episode, you can definitely expect a witch trial case. I'm going to say hesitantly for now, unless one of the other ladies comes up with the case in their research that they're like, we have to talk about this now. I'll say that I'm hesitantly going first with a case, and kind of just to let them know what they'll expect is to hear a better opening than this, a more professional opening than today's episode, followed by kind of the full case, so we don't interrupt any of the logistics or anything. Mm-hmm. It's easier to follow. We'll put a break after that, and then we'll pick out some topics of that specific case that will, like, open up a discussion platform. Which I'm sure we'll have topics that we'd love to hear from you guys about too. Because it's, you guys, it's rough. Mm-hmm. It is rough. And if I'm going to ruin my brain, you should ruin your brain too.
If it's going to be anything like our context episode, like, that was just the tip of the iceberg.
Yeah.
I kind of vaguely remember you telling me about this case a long while back, and it's a little messed up, so.
Yeah. I don't know if I should give a disclaimer now or wait till the next episode.
Yeah.
Okay.
Just wait.
Okay.
Just wait.
Yeah, it's pretty messed up, and, yeah. But yeah, it's definitely something that I had, researched before during grad school, so. Mm-hmm. Which is a weird thing to say about a witch trial, I suppose, when you're a literary major.
Nah. Just casual witch trial research.
Thanks, KB. Yeah, just casual.
I feel like we researched so much stuff that was, like, literary focus. What am I doing here? You know? But...
Yeah. Yeah. Well, and I think it's, this is so off topic and probably has nothing to do with anything else we should talk about in this episode, but I think especially in our anime class, I was glad that we got to partner on like our final project because it was all about kind of like apocalyptic endings and where does humanity go after that. And I think for a little bit, you and I were both stuck on, like, how do we make this literary focused? But yeah, I'm glad with the idea and the concept that we came in, because she let us basically write kind of like a pitch for a manga or an anime, along with like a full research paper on like the topic you're covering. So I think it was, I think we came up with a pretty cool idea, which I still think we should do.
Okay. Well,
what is it?
It's basically like the idea that there's sort of this network of places where you can go and like have dinner with your favorite authors or whatever. And it's like an AI that they've taken all their writings and stuff and built a personality around that. And ours kind of focuses on this new Mary Shelley AI and how she is different. But it has very like Frankenstein themes, very apocalyptic themes.
And goth as fuck. Kind
of stuff. So, yeah. But it's something that...
Okay. Branwell does feature in it for sure.
Ashley, would you want one of Branwell Bronte?
And if we lived in a world where this was possible, I would buy my own. just to have around, just to chat with. And probably smack around, too. Be like, why the fuck did you do that shit?
Bad choice, Branwell.
Peanut butter Bronte.
But yeah. Peanut butter Branwell. But yeah, no, I think it was a really fun idea for us to come up with, and it was also really fun to, like, pick certain authors and, like, look at what they think about, like, mortality and what happens after you die. That was a unique, really focused in on their writing, which is
And nice. I think one of the big questions we were dealing with...
But yeah, I still think we should do that.
...was... like, are any of them aware that they're AI and not like their original consciousness? And I think that was something we talked about quite a bit too.
Yeah.
Is like, who's aware, who's not aware? Who's kind of aware, but like not admitting to it? That sort of stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think we agreed that Lord Byron would have no idea that he would be an AI, that he is Lord Byron.
I've watched the first like few episodes.
I'm not ruining anything. I might be. Has anyone watched WandaVision?
Uh oh.
It's so good. Ashley, you need to this last episode. Ashley, you would shit yourself.
My plan is today, because I'm going to get my, this is boring crazy, and not so podcast good. Interesting at all, but I'm going to get my housework done after this episode, and I'm gonna turn on The Mandalorian, mm-hmm. because I still haven't watched that.
You need to watch The Mandalorian.
I'm going to put Baby Yoda on it. Oh, I thought you were leading into how it's connected to The Mandalorian. I didn't realize. I'm so sorry.
No, I'm just going to put flowers on it. No, I'm...
Which is really cool. No. I'm so excited.
I'm just making a fascinator for a tea party. It's going to have flowers.
Please send us pictures.
I'm making flowers out of felt and then putting them... Yeah.
Wow.
I will. I have all this felt.
I love that color scheme.
It's like pink and shades of pink and peach nice. And gold. And
very cool. I got cool.
some greens. This is the color of my
That's
dress.
That's exciting.
It's the colors on my dress. Yeah.
I'm going to...
Very excited.
What are you doing afterwards?
I'm going to rest and go through the first package of stationery I received that I ordered. Yeah.
Yeah.
It finally got here, but when it got here, it smelled a little bit like bell peppers. So I don't know what that's about. Yeah, I know.
Excuse me?
It wasn't like an unpleasant smell. I was just like, why does this smell like bell peppers? So I don't know. Maybe it was
like that kind of like sweet,
not really
earthy smell.
Yeah, more maybe the earthy kind of smell or something. Like, I literally, when it yeah. got delivered to me, because they brought it to my office or whatever, and I was like, who is, like, eating bell peppers in here? Mm-hmm. And then I was like, oh, no, it's my package. Like, that degree of, like, it was exact bell pepper smell. So, I don't know, but I, like, opened
Weird.
It.
Weird.
Me too.
I've got a lot
and
of
I
questions.
Couldn't find anything on the internet. The internet failed me, so... I don't know, but I opened it and, like, let it air out in my spare room, and so now I'm gonna, like, actually go through it. So, yeah.
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 Well, that's awesome. Yeah, I need to carve out some time to actually, like, go through all of my shit to get rid of it, because I need to decide if I'm moving at the end of May. So... I would like to get rid of some stuff if I do. But that's weird. That smells like bell peppers. I'm going to be thinking about that all day.
Mm-hmm.
Why does it smell like bell peppers? Was it packaged in a restaurant?
And I think it came from Hong Kong, I want to say.
That reminded
my package. So I don't know. Huh. But it wasn't like a made in China kind of smell or
Where'd
whatever.
Where'd you order from?
Stationery Pal. I ordered from, like, three different places, so.
Stationery pair.
But, yeah.
Oh, very cool.
But, yeah, so. Bell pepper smell, I don't know.
Sorry, I'm
Okay, let me give you all the places.
Okay, yes, do. Come on. I'm ready, girl. I got my journal
stationery
open.
Stationery Pal, Kawaii Pin Shop. And Stationery Stash. And then, I'm trying to think.
I like that alliteration. That one you were telling me about is so
there's
cool. I was looking
of,
at
like,
the website.
The there's
name
also a bunch of like places in Dallas.
It's in Plano, maybe?
Yeah, I went to their store back in January. It's a place called Talking Out of Turn.
Oh, gotcha.
Or Two.
Sorry, I thought...
No, it's at Bishop Arts.
There was one,
it's
like,
Talking
Jap...
Out of Turn.
Yeah,
there
Talking
was one,
Out
like,
of
Japanese
I got this
bookstore
bag,
that
maybe.
They have
it's
one
so
in Plano,
cute.
I think. And I couldn't remember if I sent it to you or not, so...
Yeah.
That's what I thought you were, but...
yeah.
I know the Japanese one in Plano.
I think
it's
there's
next,
some in Deep Ellum,
is
too.
Is it in Plano?
I know there's one.
I don't know. It's next. It's close to the H Mart. Which I love, and I want to go so bad, but I have not been leaving my house.
Okay.
But, anyway. Well, now I got my stationery to look at today.
Mm-hmm.
KB, you should do a haul video.
I've been thinking about it. We'll see. I don't know how. I've never done a haul.
I think so it'd be great.
It would mostly be like, okay, here's all this stuff, which I know is like the point of a haul video, but I feel like I'd be super awkward about it.
Yeah.
Just like...
Just record it like you were recording it for okay. me and Sally only. And then send it to us, and we'll be like, yo, girl, posted it.
If
yes!
Dude. If you do a haul, dude. I'll go on Instagram Live and do makeup.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That'd be cool.
I was thinking of doing it when I go to my tea party. When I get ready for that.
Like, streaming on Twitch or something for, like, art, but I don't know. I got too much. Mm-hmm. I got so much going on right now. But anyway, this is an episode.
Listen, when we started talking about doing this series on witch trials, we always talked about like we need like a break for our brain. And so I think we called it like a palate cleanser, just to like,
yeah,
not only for our audience, but to like for us to refresh ourselves, to give us a little bit of time to just like chill out. Because we were elbow deep.
I think if I remember correctly, just, like, at one point I did throw my headphones off and just sat back.
So, I mean, it's also recorded in the episode. You just went, who do I need to punch in the dick? And, like, that's
the
reaction that was, like...
My anger turns violent when we talk about this sort of thing.
I was just telling Travis about the time we were at the bar and you were gonna punch, like, a 6'5" burly man. Whose name I won't say.
Oh, because he looked down at you and said, nice tits? Yeah, my boyfriend at the time literally had to hold my hand down by his side because I squared up a little bit. But yeah, he was definitely like at least 6'5", burly biker looking dude. And I'm like 5'4" on a good day. But yeah. I was Ben Kissel size in my mind.
At that point, you were 6 foot tall. Yeah, no, I did.
Yep, that's true. Mm-hmm. That almost happened. Yeah. I was so angry. I was like, the fuck did you just say to my friend? Excuse me?
And I was just bewildered that anyone was commenting on them. Because they're like... non-existent.
Oh, your face?
Really. So, I was bewildered more than anything.
Dude, your face looked like you were in shock. And I was like, I got this. Stand back, girl. But yeah, I just remember hearing it, thinking, no way he said that. And then looking at you, and your eyes were, like, as wide as dinner plates. And I remember you looked down at your chest, and then at me, and then you were like, what do I do?
I've never been in that situation before.
Yeah, and then I felt my hand ball up. And I was like, I'm gonna take a swing.
Just the balled up fist.
Yeah. Oh, my microphone fell because I hit my table. I was laughing so hard. Yeah, that legit did happen. I forgot about that. You know, I was thinking about the other day when we were on campus and, and you would always laugh at the go-karts.
Not go-karts.
What are they? Golf carts? And this, you would laugh the even flaps. Harder if they had the, like, wind and rain screen.
Joke's on me. Now I'm a driver of one of those carts, so... Yeah.
It's fitting, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
Yo.
I think what made it funny for KB was watching these tiny little golf carts go up the, like, big hills on our campus. Because, like, in, like, Dixon Street is, like, it's a 90-degree
hill. And you just hear him struggling.
I mean, it's, like, straight up. Yeah.
You mean 45-degree?
Oh, shit. And it's like all these students are walking by faster struggling. Than the golf cart can
do. People on their like scooters and stuff too would do this. And one time I saw like two.
Oh my god, yeah.
Kind of like not big, but like, you know, kind of built frat dudes on one scooter trying to go up the Dixon Hill. And it was the funniest thing ever. Yeah.
I would have lost my shit. I did yell at more than one frat boy about their scooter while we were at school. Specifically when I was running late for rehearsal, and it was because of two frat guys trying to pull out their scooters on the busy main road. And so I legit did yell out my window and ask, oh no. I did legit yell and ask them how much their daddy spent on it.
Oh dear.
Say it.
So they were annoying, man. They would get in your way, they would cut you off. They were not very good drivers. I feel bad about that now, by the way. I should stay. Oh my god, Sally, please tell the story. KB,
I roast people. She told me this
almost as soon as we got chatting and we were just waiting for you to log in. Girl.
So I matched with this guy. He's super cute. And I was like, ooh, he's, so I'm going to shoot my shot. And I said, all right, you get to choose. I was like, one, I compliment you. Two, a dad joke. Or three, I roast you. He's like, roast my ass. And I was like, dang, I don't want to roast you. Like, you're really cute.
Oh, no.
And then I went, but a deal's a deal. I like how you take pride in that you're a dork. Oh, you shouldn't be ashamed of who you are. That's your parents' job.
He asked for it, though.
He hasn't replied.
Oh, that's amazing. My face is so red from laughing so much in the last few minutes. Dude, I won't even worry about it. Same.
This is why I'm single.
Gosh, I don't even know where to go with the rest of this episode.
I think it's been good, though, us just kind of talking and, you know, because it's been rough.
Oh, we were going to say palate cleansers.
You're in the middle of one.
Yeah. So there will be kind of... Hello, welcome. We'll have some palate cleansers in between. Maybe not every Witch Trial episode, I guess. It just kind of depends on how things go, but we'll have some palate cleansers in there. I've also got a couple people that I don't mind, you know, getting an episode ready for if we need to have that ready in between. So we're not doing just chat episodes. But yeah, I've got a couple people already kind of pulled ready for that. So you guys let me know when you're ready for a break. Should I tease a palate cleanser lady?
Ready for...
Okay. I don't know when it's going to come, but it'll be a palate cleanser. And we're going to talk about Catalina de Arauso.
I've been waiting for that one.
Yeah, I figured that would be a good episode for a palate cleanser since she's she's a strong lady. And I feel like we're going to need some confidence building. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think she's just a good confidence builder as well. Like, not everything is shit. It'll be okay.
A very handsome woman was what I think.
She's a handsome lady, yeah. Yeah. But I love her, so we'll talk about her as a palate cleanser one time.
That'll be cool.
Yo, dude, I don't even know where to go now.
Me neither!
Help.
So, there's this lady on TikTok who does, like she's a some kind of clerk or something in the afterlife.
Yes!
Mm-hmm. Yes! So I was watching, like, all those videos last night.
Uh-huh.
And just, like, kind of getting teary because it's just so sweet. Aww. You know, like her whole thing is like every afterlife like exists and then you go after you die and it's like you are sent to wherever, like whatever you practiced or believed, you go to that afterlife. Mm-hmm. And then after 90 days you can reincarnate if you want. So
it's really
yeah.
cool.
But she just deals. Yeah.
That's also a really cool TV mm-hmm. series idea. Mm-hmm. Someone should like, sign her for a pilot or something.
It could be like The Office, but like for the office of the afterlife.
Yeah. Have you guys seen Miracle Workers? It's on HBO.
No.
Daniel Radcliffe is in it.
I've seen a little bit of it.
Yeah, so I started watching that last night when I was going to bed, and it's so good and it's so heartwarming. But it's like The Office. Well, it's not docuseries like that, but it's like The Office of yeah. heaven. And Steve Buscemi yes. plays God.
I love Steve Buscemi. Mm-hmm. He's really cool.
Yeah.
What was I watching? HBO's fucking lit.
They've got some good stuff. Did you guys watch The Littlest Things? Is that what it's called? Jared Leto and Denzel
no.
Washington?
I did watch The Murder at White House or whatever.
So yeah, good. What'd you think?
I was watching it and I was like, this dude is guilty. Why aren't y'all catching him?
Oh,
and then
for
I was
sure.
Like, and then they finally was like, got him. He killed him.
Mm-hmm. But, I mean, to this day, the real person says he had nothing to do with it.
Because he's a little fucking bitch. He's a little bitch. That's what
I
mean, it is.
I agree. But, yeah. It's a weird case, for sure, though.
It's a very
KB,
weird
KB, if you've
case.
Not seen the murders at, I think it's called White House Farms.
Hmm.
Yeah, something like that.
It's a true crime case from England.
He's a sociopath.
100% a sociopath, for sure. But yeah, it's a very good miniseries.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely watch it.
I haven't seen it, so I'll have to look into it.
Check it out today,
dude. HBO's fucking lit. They have Turner Classic Movies, and I've just been on that.
Mm.
I watched The Shining last week because I felt it was very appropriate with the weather.
Absolutely.
I started watching Whatever Happened to Baby Jane, but then I was like, no.
Yeah. Is it just me, or is that one kind of rough to like finish?
It's not rough to finish. You have to be in the right mindset. But that's fair. Really cool. It's really good.
Yeah.
It's a lot like Mommy Dearest.
Yeah. I can watch Mommy Dearest all the way through, like, any time. I feel like with Whatever Happened to Baby Jane, there's something about the way they fight that makes me so uncomfortable that I can't watch it all the way through sometimes.
Yeah, you have to just take it in chunks.
Yeah, for sure.
But it is so...
It's very good, for sure.
I mean, it's one of the... Yeah.
I think we should do an episode on the
I've been wanting to do
relationship.
Yeah, on Joan Crawford and Bette Davis.
Thank you.
That's going to be a great... Like, I was thinking we should do that and like do watch like... I mean, I was saying we should do... Like, when we do an episode of Joan Crawford, we should do something like on... Mommy Dearest, like watch it and stream it.
Oh yeah,
like a watch party because
yeah,
it's on Amazon Prime.
Right.
But yeah, I and then they did like that series a few years ago called Feud.
Oh, that's right. I forgot
that
about
was,
that show.
It was so good.
That was a good show. But yeah, you've had a really good idea. I think about doing an episode and then doing like a Twitch movie party.
Mm-hmm.
I think that would be a really good idea.
Yeah.
And if people are interested, they should let us know.
I think they should.
But, you know.
And then, like, I remember when COVID started, there's one of the singers in a band called Shannon and the Clams. He would go on Instagram Live and just, like, play music and it'd be, like, DJing. And it was super cool. Mm-hmm. Maybe we can do that if we color. Or we could just do, like, a playlist on Spotify of, like, whatever lady we're covering.
You know, I was thinking like about playlists earlier. I think that would be a really good idea and something to, like, share with everyone easily. We should definitely make a Witch Trials playlist, right?
Yes.
Great.
A lot of Fleetwood Mac.
I was just going to say. Get some Stevie Nicks in there. Well, thanks for joining our palate cleanser. I don't know how much of this is going to stay in the episode, I'll be honest. All I don't know what's keepable, but we'll be back. You know what? We might just do an unedited, here's your episode, get ready. Anyway, thank you for joining us for the palate cleanser. We look forward to a witch trial case next week.
Yeah. Woo!
It is going to be messed up.
It's going to be, yeah. Can we get an awa-awa?
Awa-awa! Anyway, I'm going to go rest my brain for a little bit because I've been thinking a lot about Lord of the Rings and my own writing stuff. And now I can't stop thinking about Samwise Gamgee.
Watch The Mandalorian.
That's what I'll do. I'm going to go put on The Mandalorian and vacuum.
Yeah.
Because I live a glamorous lifestyle.
Yeah.
Anyway, thanks for listening, guys. Because this was an episode. Bye.
Bye.